Well, what a great college basketball game. You know, unfortunately, we came out on the losing end. I was really proud of my group second half and some of overtime, but we really competed, played harder, tried to execute, really executed, put ourselves in position to have the winning shot, which was a kind of a miracle in itself, the way the game kind of flowed, but thought Terrell had it. We really executed. Alex made a great screen for him, got a great look for him. Just didn't shoot the ball well at times, and we just fouled too much. Just silly fouls away from the basket. But what it really comes down to is Mike Scott. I mean, he was the best player on the floor. He made play after play after play, and we tried to double him, so he just stepped out further and just kept making plays. I thought our defense was really good on him in the second half. Thought we got him pushed out. I thought we had some silly fouls against him. We shouldn't have fouled him. But besides that, he was the best player, and that's why they won.
Raise your hand for the microphone.
Mark, what did you tell the players right after the game?
I'm really proud of their effort. You know, we talked about three things at halftime. We weren't doing any of them, and I was really disappointed in our effort. We talked about playing harder, which I thought we did. We talked about playing smarter, which we kind of did. We played smarter offensively. And we just talked about being together. This is it. This is our team. This is our group. We got to be together. And that's what we did. And so after the game, I just told them I was proud of them. We just came up short. They had a lot of guys play a lot of minutes, too. We just came up short, didn't make enough shots, didn't get enough rebounds, missed a lot of free throws, you know. But I was really proud of them. I was really proud of them. That was just a gutty effort by my guys.
Dave.
Coach, can you just talk about the effort? You talked about Mike Scott, but talk about the effort maybe of Sean Mosley at that time. That he seemed to be doing just about every hustle.
You can tell it was his last home game. He really left it out there, and a lot of rebounds, made some shots. We ran a play for him. We were down one. We called timeout, ran a play for him because he was a senior. I think it was 55 on the clock, maybe a little more, minute three, something like that, you know, in regulation. But he left it out there. He really guarded well, did a great job on Harris, which is a tough matchup. You know, Harris made his first three of the game and was 2 for 7. You know, overall, so Sean did a great job on him. I thought Nick did a great job defensively. But Sean was great. You know, he's been great all year. He hasn't shot the ball great all year, but he's been great all year. I can't imagine where I'd be without him, you know, coaching this young team. And he's been a rock for me.
Jacob, then in the back.
Coach, you started two walk-ons in the second half, just in the time to get the team fired up.
I just get tired of the same stuff. I mean, it's just, you know, Maryland basketball's been around for a long time, but I've been here like 7 months. Okay. And I'm gonna build a great program here, and there's some things you just have to do, and I've had to put up with more than I've really want to put up with this year just because of lack of depth. And especially when Pishon went down the second time. So just had it. And thought the guys responded great. Thought they responded great. And so I did it.
Question in the back then, Chris.
You seem very emotional on the sideline, probably the most emotional you've seen from you on the sideline this year. Were you more invested in this game than any other game previous, or anything else in this game you're looking forward to get out of?
Well, unfortunately, I felt like I had to act like a madman just to get us to go, because begging in timeouts wasn't getting it done. So I figured if I could get the people in the building behind us and give us some energy, I don't like acting like that. I mean, I don't like acting like that. But when you're a coach and a leader, you got to figure out ways to motivate everybody in the building, and I just felt like that's what I had to do, and I was worked for a little bit. It obviously helped us, but you know, hopefully in the future we mature, we get better. I don't have to. I mean, there'll be games where you do that, but I don't. Hope I don't have to.
A couple more. Let's go, Chris, Liz, then Jeff.
What triggered the full court press for you in the second half? And what do you think you guys got out of that defensively?
Well, yeah, it was when we were desperate. We were down. We subbed some guys in. We kept fouling, and we were down 10. Cut it to 8. We started pressing. Got the steal, cut it to 5 like that. Lucky play for us. Nick made a big shot. Got everybody energized, got us energized. And that was really gave us a chance. And so we just kept pressing. I thought they were really struggling with the press. Thought we had a couple more turnovers in there. Looked like, you know, slid a foot or two in there. But we didn't get it. And but it really got everybody going. And press has been good off and on for us this year. But, you know, they have really good guards, really experienced guards, so it's hard to press. But, you know, we forced them to break the press with their big guys, which put even more pressure on Scott. The guy was incredible. I mean, scoring at one end, breaking the press at the other. Pretty big player. I wish he wouldn't have broke his foot last year. Right? Because he was a senior? He would have been gone.
Liz, then Jeff.
Yeah, I know you don't like looking back, but could you comment on your strides your team made since against Virginia compared to the last time you played Virginia?
Ooh,
what was the essential difference that this really was a game?
Oh, I don't know. They had a player that didn't play tonight that played down there, so they weren't as deep. We were at home. You know, I thought we were able to score obviously a little bit easier here than we were at their place. Not a lot easier, but with that, but. Yeah, we've, you know, we're not winning. We're getting, I mean, we just continue to get a little bit better. And you know, whether it's a player that gets better. But, you know, I thought Padgett was pretty good in the second half, even though his numbers don't show it. And, but I don't know. We were home crowd, I don't know. Liz, I'm so, you know, I can't answer them all.
Let's go with Jeff. Coach has a commitment, personal thing to get to, so let's make this the last one.
So they missed near the end of regulation. You have a little bit of time. Terrell gets the ball. What are Terrell's marching orders with that limited amount of time? And did you think when he shot it that it had a shot?
Well, yeah, I was going to Terrell.